Merry Christmas, everybody. Tim, do you have that light handy? Right there. I don't know about you, but sometimes I think that Christmas is a pretty complicated holiday. I mean, it's about trees. It's about gifts. It's about Santa Claus. And it's not very often that you hear that it's actually about Jesus, except maybe when you come to an event like this. But you know what? I don't think it's either or. I think it's both and. I think it's about all these things. You see, I think if you knew the origin of all the different traditions that we celebrate at this time of the year, I don't think it actually takes away from the true meaning of Christmas. I think it actually adds to it. Let me explain. I mean, take for instance why we even call it Christmas. One way that followers of Jesus remember Christ's love for us is to celebrate the Last Supper or the Passover. Some call it the Eucharist. Eucharist simply means to give thanks. And where most Christians celebrate this, it's what is called a Mass. I mean, how many of you are going to go to Mass tomorrow morning? Any of you? I've heard of one that will be going to Mass, but and many others, different traditions, will be going to morning Mass tomorrow. Once a year, churches in Europe would hold a Mass on Christmas to celebrate Christ's birth. And that celebration was called Christ's Mass. Christmas. Pretty cool. How many of you knew that? Any of you? One. Awesome. Another question is maybe why even December 24th? I mean, we have to be honest when it comes to the proposed date that Jesus was born. The fact is, we really don't know exactly what day Jesus was born. No one actually bothered to write it down. But way back before Jesus' time, ancient Romans had huge wild parties on December 25th. To celebrate the passing of the shortest day of winter and the return of more sunshine. And some of them worshipped the sun. But by 350 AD, many Romans were following Jesus. So the leader of the church at the time, Julius I, declared that December 24th should be the day that they celebrate Jesus, God's Son, rather than the burning hot ball of gas called the sun. And we've celebrated Jesus on that date ever since. That's another cool fact. You ever wonder why we even cut down Christmas trees and decorate them in our homes? The tradition comes from northern Germany, where for thousands of years they would decorate their homes with tree branches, actually believing that these branches would honor their god, Thor. How many of you have seen the recent Marvel Comics movies called Thor? Yeah. Well, thousands of years in Germany, they worshipped God. They worshipped Thor as their god. In fact, they had a tree that they called the Oak of Thor. And they believed that if anybody ever cut this tree down, that Thor would strike them dead. So, a Christian named Saint Boniface went north, came to northern Germany to tell them about Jesus. And they flat out told him that they didn't believe in Jesus, they believed in Thor. So, to show them that Thor wasn't real, he did something pretty risky. Anybody have an idea what he did? What? Yeah. Yeah, he cut it down. Yeah, how to win friends and influence people, hey? Yeah, he cut down the tree. Well, when nothing happened, they realized that Thor was a fake, and gradually they started to believe in Jesus instead. So St. Boniface believed or pointed to a little evergreen tree and said this tree would be their new symbol of Jesus. He said that when they cut it down to build their homes, it was to remind them that Jesus was to be the center of their households. And its leaves remained green even in the darkest and coldest winter in order to remind them that Jesus would be their constant and consistent light in the darkest of times. and its branches reach out to embrace, its top points to heaven, all to encourage them to let Christ be their comfort and their guide. So people started cutting down trees. When they would build their home, they would actually hang a Christmas tree, a tree, in their homes off the ceiling in order to remind them about Jesus. That's the origin of the Christmas tree. Now, did anybody know that? Not too many. What about Santa? What does Santa have to do with Jesus' birthday? Does anybody know Santa's real name? What? Saint Nicholas, that's right. And to learn about him, we have to go way back to the Roman Empire again, about 300 AD. Saint Nicholas was a leader in the church about 250 years after Jesus. His parents were super wealthy, ended up giving Saint Nick lots and lots of dough. So in order to show people Jesus' love for them, he spent his life giving that money away to the poor and the less fortunate all around him. If he heard that people needed help or were suffering because of lack of money and they couldn't buy enough food or couldn't heat their homes, he would walk by their house at night and toss a small bag of gold coins through their window. One story talks about three young daughters of a man who was too poor to find them good husbands. You see, way back you needed to actually have lots of money to get married, and if you didn't get married, you'd end up a slave or something even worse. So St. Nicholas did not want this to happen to these girls, so he secretly tossed these gold coins in through their window to pay for their marriages. So according to the story, the gold coins landed in the girls' shoes or stockings that they had set out by the fireplace to dry at night. Beginning to sound a little familiar? So how many of you hang stockings up on your mantle on Christmas Eve? Yeah, lots of you. Now, have you ever got a gold coin in your Christmas stocking, only chocolate center? Anybody? Yeah, I think we're going to have some treats for all the kids, some goodie bags, and in there you'll find a gold coin. Hopefully it'll remind you of St. Nicholas. You see, this tradition is because of St. Nick. Another version of the story is that St. Nick dropped three gold balls through the window. You ever got a shiny orange in your Christmas stocking? Yeah, another symbol of St. Nick. But that's not all. How many of you have ever set foot in a pawn shop? How many of you ever sold something and then regretted it later? See, pawn shops' original purpose was to help people who had landed on tough times financially, and they could bring something valuable that they valued to a pawn shop to get money. And later, when they got back on their feet, they would go back to the pawn shop, buy back their item. Well, the symbol of a pawn shop is what? Three gold balls. Reminding us of the three gold balls St. Nick gave to the three daughters. You see, St. Nicholas is everywhere. So the stories of St. Nicholas helping children spread all through Europe. Eventually, the church gave him his own holiday, St. Nicholas Day. On, anybody know? December 6th. So kids all over Europe began setting out their shoes and stockings by the fireplace or by the windows at night so that St. Nicholas would visit and leave candy and toys. So stories of St. Nicholas came to America with Dutch and with German settlers. Only in Dutch, St. Nick was called Sinterklaas. And in German, it was called St. Nicholas. So those names, say those names fast, and what do you get? Santa Claus. So Santa Claus is really St. Nick. Oh, ever wonder why St. Nicholas is always wearing a red suit lined with white fur? Well, St. Nick was a bishop in the church, and in his tradition, all bishops wore red robes and red hoods or hats. And this was especially popular in Northern Europe. But on St. Nicholas Day, guess how cold it would be? Well, they would line his coat and his hood with fur in order to keep him warm. So that's why the red suit. You see, Christmas in Canada is actually quite confusing because it's a combination of two different church holidays for Europe. We have Christ Mass on December 25th, where churches celebrate Jesus' birthday. And we have St. Nicholas Day on December 6th, where churches celebrate a great guy who loved Jesus very much. And so, too, loved people very much. And so, in Canada, they get all mashed together. We put up stockings waiting for St. Nick, and we go to church, like tonight, to celebrate Jesus' birthday. So as a result, people just celebrate Christmas on the December 24th and December 25th, and most of us forget this real guy, St. Nicholas. So don't forget St. Nick, who was all about sharing the love of Jesus by helping those less fortunate all around him. And that's why St. Nick was so amazing. His life reflected Jesus. You know, one of the things I recognize in St. Nicholas is that he didn't give to others because it made him happy. How many of you have ever caught yourself saying that or have heard others say that? I'm giving because it warms my heart. It makes me happy. You ever said that? I confess I've said that. But really, we give not because it makes us happy. We give because we are already happy. We give out of the fullness of ourselves. And St. Nicholas was able to give and be generous because of the fullness of his own heart. See, somewhere along his own journey, he encountered the person of Jesus. And as a result, his whole life was set on a whole new trajectory, a life spent for others. You know, I'm a huge fan of Santa Claus because underneath it all, you have this guy who loved like Jesus. A guy who points me to Christ. A real generous guy who didn't hoard his money for himself, but used it to bless others. And I think if we could give and live our lives more like St. Nicholas, then in us, the world would see people who love like Jesus. And I think that would be pretty awesome. It'd be like having Christmas all year round. So I want to give you a blessing before we sing Silent Night. And actually, I want to receive this blessing as well. And it's simply this. So may our lives truly be marked with happiness, generosity, and love because we too have encountered Christ. And may we give to others not in order that we will be happy, but because we already are happy. And may all our lives reflect more and more this very real guy, St. Nicholas, who ultimately points us to Jesus. Amen. We're going to sing Silent Night.